Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WML News at 8. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. It looks like that big storm we've been hearing about since late last week is not going to turn out to be fake news. A winter storm warning's in effect for D.C. and spots north and west starting at 7 tonight.
It'll start off as a rain-snow mix, and then as the wind picks up, we start driving in some of that colder air later. By tomorrow morning, it should be all snow here in the district. Probably going to see some mixing with the rain just to the east, and then all snow to the west and north. And by tomorrow morning, it's snowing, the wind's blowing around.
WMAL's Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stachyk says the city will get 3 to 6 inches of snow, with much more possible to the west, less to the east, before it all ends by lunchtime tomorrow. The late storms already made a lot of extra work for road crews, who in many cases had to put plow blades back on trucks that had already been switched over for spring chores.
This would be our first plowable snow, our first plows down storm this year.
Ellen Kamalakis of VDOT won't say whether they're excited for snow, but they're set regardless, starting with brine, which is being put down now ahead of the storm.
That helps prevent snow and ice from binding to the asphalt within probably the first hour or two of the storm.
Then they can start plowing during that 1 to 2 hour window.
We're ready. We're happy with whatever comes down the pike.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro is working on its final plans for the storm. It'll announce later today how bus service will be impacted. Metro access service will be suspended beginning at 4 this afternoon. It'll remain that way at least through tomorrow. The storm could all but wipe out this year's cherry blossoms, which began to bud with the early spring just in time for the arrival of late winter. But the snow's a pleasant surprise for the ski resorts. Wisp in Western Maryland had closed for the season a couple of weeks ago. Now it's resumed snowmaking, plans to reopen later this week. A relatively quiet weekend did nothing to reduce the calls for President Trump to produce evidence his phones were tapped by the Obama administration during last year's campaign.
President Trump has to provide the American people, not just the Intelligence Committee, but the American people with evidence.
Republican Senator John McCain calling on President Trump to substantiate his claim that former President Obama ordered wiretaps on Trump Tower during the presidential campaign. The House Intelligence Committee set a Monday deadline for the Justice Department to present evidence backing up Trump.
I have no reason to believe that the charge is true.
House Speaker Paul Ryan also saying he's seen no evidence of Trump's claim.
Have you seen anything to suggest there are wiretaps?
No.
I'm Reed Binion.
Congress is working towards an April 28th deadline to pass a huge package of spending bills in order to avoid a partial government shutdown. Top Senate Democrats are warning Republicans against putting billions of dollars for President Trump's Mexico border wall in that package. A letter from Minority Leader Chuck Schumer also warns against adding other poison pills, such as provisions to roll back environmental or consumer protections. A California man who jumped the White House fence over the weekend and made it as far as the South Portico is due in court today. 26-year-old Jonathan Tran told the Secret Service he had an appointment with President Trump. Since Tran was carrying mace with him, he's charged with entering restricted grounds while carrying a dangerous weapon that could land him 10 years in prison. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,902, the NASDAQ at 5861. In sports, the Capitals fall to the Ducks in Anaheim. That's four straight losses for the Caps. Five teams from our region make the NCAA tournament, including Maryland, UVA, VaTech, Virginia Commonwealth, and Mount St. Mary's, who will play New Orleans tomorrow as one of the first four teams. WMAL News Time is 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You want to hear the truth?
Rush. Crucially important.
Rush Limbaugh.
You couldn't make this up.
Weekdays noon till 3.
And I will explain this.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Cabinet Discounters. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality.
Get 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Say hello to Dunkin's new tea lattes. Sip a delicious blend of premium tea and steamed milk available in chai, Earl Grey, or honey green. Enjoy a sip and savor the moment crafted just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through town, southeast, southwest freeway. Heaviest right now on the westbound side, leaving the 11th Street Bridge out toward the 14th Street Bridge, but all lanes reported open. We did have a crash, 295 northbound near South Capitol Street. DDOT crews tell me they have everything pulled off to the shoulder, so that'll still be a distraction, though, for all. Out of Chevrolet, Riverdale, southbound, jammed to get past East Capitol Street on 295. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. It's been a struggle this morning coming in on Route 7. Had the earlier crash eastbound near Beulah. You're still going to see some activity there. 66 through Manassas Centerville, heavy Fair Oaks and at the Beltway through Falls Church. Westbound the delays. Eastbound earlier crash before the Roslyn Tunnel gone, as are those eastbound backups. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain showers today, possible later, but then rain and snow becomes all snow tonight. 35 degrees and windy. Snow tapers off to snow showers tomorrow. Windy and cold. Total snow accumulation in the district 3 to 6 inches, with some locally higher totals, especially west and north, and less snow to the east and south. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 17 in Warrenton, 23 in Bethesda, 29 at Reagan National. The traffic and weather are brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Putting America first, President Trump's planning less foreign travel than other presidents. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning. It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Joining us at 8:35, Michael Knowles. He will, number one bestseller, author of the number one bestseller on the Amazon list, Reasons to Vote for Democrats. We'll tell you what's in that book. And at 8:45, Angela Fritz. She is the Washington Post's, she's with the Washington Post's Capitol Hill gang, so she'll have a lot to talk about. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Sarah Westwood, a White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Sarah, I want to start off, if I could, before we get to the discussion of Obamacare reform, with what Vice President Pence had to say this weekend when he was in Kentucky. Take a listen.
Folks, let me be clear. This is going to be a battle in Washington, D.C. And for us to seize this opportunity to repeal and replace Obamacare once and for all, we need every Republican in Congress, and we're counting on Kentucky.
Yeah, he's counting on Kentucky, and Kentucky was an important choice for the Vice President to make this trip, but wasn't it?
It was, and particularly because Senator Rand Paul is one of the leading critics of the American Health Care Act, the plan that Paul Ryan put forward last week. Rand Paul has not only led the opposition in the Senate, and it is such now that the bill doesn't have a very good chance of passing as written, but he's also been agitating over on the House side. He's met with members of the House Freedom Caucus. He's encouraged them to oppose the bill if it doesn't contain these conservative provisions that they want. And so he's sort of the one who's drummed up all this opposition, who's leading the charge right against it. So it was pretty symbolic for the vice president to go to his home turf.
Well, the conventional wisdom is that a bill will emerge and they'll get the 218 votes in the House, and then it's going to be more heavy lifting in the Senate. And in that environment, it seems that the White House is sort of signaling that, okay, now we can begin some discussions.
Right. Now, the White House is sort of, they're being receptive to what they're hearing from conservatives. At least everyone who's met with the president or the vice president have come out of that meeting optimistic because they feel like their concerns are being heard. They're not being told that they have to toe the line. And from what we're hearing, it seems like the White House might encourage Speaker Ryan to allow amendments to the bill or allow some of these changes that conservatives want to filter into it, because then they are hoping they can get more consensus. They're hoping that moderate Republicans who might like the bill as is won't hate the conservative changes enough to drop their support of it. But the conservative opposition is louder and stronger than the moderate opposition. So hopefully by guiding it in the direction of conservatives, then it'll have a better chance of success. The White House seems to support the changes to the bill.
Sarah, what we're seeing here with President Trump bringing in different members and having bowling and pizza parties and things like that, that's the way politics used to be done in this town. Things weren't rammed through. They got together. They talked about things. But he's only doing it with Republicans. Do you see President Trump bringing any Democrats in, like Joe Manchin, who seems to be more moderate?
That seems like something that will come in phase three of this three-pronged approach that they're using. I mean, remember that this particularly piece of legislation is just going through budget reconciliation. So they know they're not really going to need any Democratic votes. They can pass it through the Senate with just a simple majority. When it comes to this phase three, which will be additional legislation that includes some of the other promises President Trump made, like allowing you to purchase health insurance over state, they will need Democratic votes for that because it has to go through regular order. They'll need 60 votes for cloture in the Senate. And that's when you can expect the White House to turn its attention to building a bipartisan consensus, getting maybe some more moderate Democrats on board. But they don't really need it at this stage.
I want to turn our attention now to the House Intelligence Committee, where Chairman Devin Nunes and the ranking member Adam Schiff have apparently asked the White House to, by today, show the evidence that the president has asserted that that he was wiretapped by the Obama administration. Where are we on this? Because once that allegation was made, it seems that no one at the White House has come out to clarify or provide any kind of evidence supporting that claim. Did the president overreach, or was he just talking in a colloquial way about something that we know that happened?
You know, we still don't know what exactly was the backstory on that tweet, and it's the longer the White House has let that dangle out there without providing any evidence to back it up, the more we're left to wonder if there is anything behind that tweet. But we clearly were seeing that the White House isn't even sure that they're going to turn over this evidence to congressional committees that's due today. We just don't really know what the situation is. But President Trump is sort of in a lose-lose situation with this particular piece of information, because if it comes out that there was no surveillance ordered on his Trump Tower, then you know his credibility is going to be a bit damaged. But if it turns out that there was surveillance on Trump Tower, then we have to get into unpack what the probable cause was. Why was President Trump's communications under investigation? And that's another inquiry that President Trump probably doesn't want, because it prevents him from being able to put this whole Russia story behind his administration.
But don't we know, Robbie Mook was just on Fox and Friends last week, and he said he saw transcripts of the conversations between the Russian government and some people associated with Donald Trump. And the New York Times, I believe it was January 20th, ran a piece about wiretaps, or that was October 20th, about wiretaps and transcripts and things from that. So if they didn't happen, how can there be transcripts?
Well, there's transcripts of conversations between people like Mike Flynn and Ambassador Kislyak. I mean, things that we sort of already know about. But the Trump administration had finally gotten in a position where they could finally move on from this, right? I mean, Mike Flynn had been dismissed, so he no longer posed a serious liability. Jeff Sessions had recused himself, so critics could no longer accuse him of a conflict of interest when it came to campaign-related investigations. James Clapper, who was the director of national intelligence during the vast majority of when these probes were going on, admitted last week, by January 20th, when he left government, he had not seen any evidence to support these allegations that the Trump campaign had some sort of nefarious relationship with Russian operatives. So they were finally in a position where they could start putting this behind them, because it seems like everything that there is to be known was known. I mean, everyone was saying that there was no evidence, new evidence that had come out, but now we're having to relitigate it, and it's preventing the Trump team from just moving on from this.
All right. I want to turn, if I could, one other thing that I know you may have seen it, and we're going to talk about it here in just a moment. This piece of video that emerged where Sean Spicer was in an Apple store on Saturday and gets completely waylaid by this woman who accused him of being a fascist and all of that. I would imagine that to be inside these days at the White House, that there must be feel something like a siege mentality, that, you know, that everywhere you go, people are coming at you. Have you sensed that there at the White House?
I have, and not just, you know, in private conversations. I mean, you can sense it when you hear the way they talk about the media, feeling like it's the opposition party, the enemy. They feel like they're constantly under attack.
Right.
And, yeah, that's just a reflection of it, that Sean can't even go to the store without getting heckled by someone.
Yeah.
It's just really shows why they view the media that way.
All right. Well, listen, Sarah, thank you very much. Sarah Westwood, White House correspondent for The Washington Examiner. Always a pleasure to have you on, Sarah.
Thank you.
It is now 8:15 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Georgetown Pike between Old Dominion Drive and Tolston Road over near the Madeira School crash this morning. You can get through. They're alternating traffic, so the pace definitely better, but police at the scene say until further notice, looks like they'll be out there for a while. On Route 7, right as you pass the Georgetown Pike, heavy delays, first with the bailout traffic, and then we had an earlier crash, 7 as you approach Beulah. Coming off of the Greenway and onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston, delays, nothing reported though. 395, once you get past Landmark, you'll hit it slow again just as you come out of Shirlington, across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. DC 295, northbound direction, the crash at South Capitol Street has been pulled to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, look, folks, this one's a hard one to call. We're going to see some snow. But here's sort of the thing. If you are south and east of the District of Columbia, you're going to see less snow. And if you are just a little north and west of the district, you're going to see a lot more snow. That's the way it's falling. So south and east, maybe 1 to 3 inches. North and west, you could see 6 to 8, maybe 10 inches of snow in some areas. So it's going to be really hard to predict this particular storm. Today, the high will be 44. It'll all start tonight. By the time you wake up tomorrow, should be some snow on the ground in some areas, significant amount of snow. And then tomorrow night, we're talking about temperatures dipping down to around 25 and maybe even a little bit more snow. Wednesday and Thursday, things are still pretty cold with overnight lows dipping into the low 20s or to the upper teens. That's right. Not good for our cherry blossoms. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 8:17 and 24 degrees. We were just talking to Sarah Westwood about this thing that happened to Sean Spicer. Now, this, when I saw this, I got to tell you, it just made me angry.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Spicer has been working, best I can tell, about, you know, 15, 16-hour days. He's there from early morning to late at night. And so on Saturday, he just makes a run to the D.C. Apple store and just picking up some things. And this woman just accosted him with her cell phone camera blazing. And here is how that whole guy's just minding his own business. And this woman sort of comes out and just accosts him. Here it is.
Have you helped with the Russia stuff? Are you a criminal as well? Have you committed treason too, just like the president?
Thank you.
Have you committed treason too? What can you tell me about Russia?
Such a great country to live in.
Yeah. What can you tell me about Russia, Mr. Secretary?
Thank you.
What can
much.
You tell me?
Huh?
You know you work for a fascist, right? You work for a fascist.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Beach, right?
How do you feel about destroying our country, Sean? How do you feel about that? Do you feel good about the decisions you're making?
You
about lying to the American people? Do you feel good about lying to the American people?
Yeah, and this is how it went. I mean, the man's just minding his own business. And I don't know if you can hear, listen to this little clip here where he sort of responded to her. And by the way, I don't know how he kept his cool. He was absolutely professional about it and just, you know, was trying to... It was a very uncomfortable situation.
Yeah.
And Lord knows, was his family there witnessing this as well? I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's outrageous. But listen to this little clip.
Have you committed treason too? What can you tell me about Russia?
Such a great country to allow you.
Yeah, what can you tell me about Russia?
What he says there is it's such a great country that allows you to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a brilliant comeback. But, you know, I really regret how nasty it has gotten. There was a time and a place in this town, and it wasn't all that long ago, where you could beat each other up over ideas or policies, and you could go at it tooth and tongue and fight for what you believed in, but it never got ugly and personal. You never question the motives of the other side. You may disagree with them, and you can have a good, healthy debate about that, and you may really get fiery at times, even impassionate, and that's okay. That's part of what politics is all about. But this ugliness that we see, like this woman who just, you know, accosts poor Sean Spicer, I'm getting really sick and tired of that kind of ugliness, and I wish we could just find some way to return to a modicum of civility in our political discourse.
I just want you to read something from her blog. It's her first piece that she wrote for Medium.com. She says, "So I watched the video over and over again. I had other people watch it. I watched it with the sound off so I could watch Mr. Spicer's lips and make sure words match up with the consonants I thought I heard. I watched it with the volume all the way up with my eyes closed and his words were clear. Such a great country that allows you to be here. That is racism and it is an implied threat. Think about the sheer audacity of Mr. Spicer to say that to my face with a smile, knowing that he is being recorded on video and the position of power he holds in our government. I am still stunned by the boldness of having my citizenship threatened on camera."
How was that threatening to her citizenship?
Well, maybe she's illegal.
I don't know, but I'll tell you something. It is a great country, and yes, she has the First Amendment right, but I got to tell you, if I were the President of the United States, and I'm not, but if you're listening, Mr. President, you ought to put some security around people like
yes.
Sean Spicer. He shouldn't have to put up with this. Lord knows what would have happened if his family had been there. And you know, this is ridiculous. And people, you know, come on, let's just try to be a little nicer. You can disagree and don't have to be disagreeable about it.
That exactly. But see, they feel, it's because they feel this way. So in their little tiny brains, it's all of their vitriol and hatred is justified because they're stopping hate speech. That's what they look at.
Yeah.
So to them, it's justified. They know what they're doing is wrong. And she said, I was not polite. She knows that she wasn't being polite. But in their brains, because they feel that they're doing the right thing by shutting down such hatred and evil, that anything that they do is okay and justified.
And even if she wanted to have a conversation with him and elicit an answer, she never shut up long enough to hear what he was saying.
She didn't want a conversation. Well, she just wanted to harangue him. Is there anything, I mean, is that legal? To just come up to somebody and just, you know, just harass them like that? It's harassment, right?
I don't know what the legal ramifications are, but I mean, it seems like every Apple store I've ever been in, there is some person who serves as a security person who sits by the front door. If I had been there, I would have said, "I'm sorry, don't harass our customers inside our store," and I would have stepped in to help him.
Should turn the phone around and keep her.
That apparently did not happen.
Yeah.
8:22 on WMAL.
Thanks for joining the GoToMeeting, everybody. Lou, have the supplies?
Yep.
Okay. Tom, have...
Yep, we sent it to accounting.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay.
When you connect better, everything comes together. GoToMeeting. Try it free.
If you're looking for a real estate agency, now is the time to call my friend Frank Prindle of Remax Allegiant. You see, Frank Prindle is a guy who knows how to get it done. Does Frank deliver results? Of course he does. Does he guarantee to sell your home for a price and in the time that you agree upon? Well, that's been Frank's promise since the day I met him, and he stands by it proudly today. Consider the story of Eric. Now, he had some tenants who were moving out of his rental home, and he was looking for the quick sale of that home in Metro DC area. Eric listed with Frank, and with Frank's aggressive marketing system, Eric received multiple offers his first week on the market, and his home sold for $21,000 above list. Other agents claim to offer the same guarantees at Frank, but I can assure you there is only one Frank Prindle. Call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Replacement windows your way, in every way, with thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989, featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. Double hung, casement, slider, grids, color, low E, entirely up to you. And throughout March, you choose. Buy two, get one half off, payments from $99, or no money down or due until September. Schedule your free estimate, 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
See us for financing, payment, and buy two, get one half off details.
We're new in town, but not new to the road. At Averitt Express, we have been putting CDLA drivers behind the wheel for 45 years and are now hiring for regional runs in this area. We believe in treating our drivers right and getting you home with a good paycheck. We also offer a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Check us out at AverittCareers.com today or call 888-249-2024. That's 888-249-2024. Averitt is an equal opportunity employer.
It is 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 southbound is trying to push through Rockville and onto the 270 spur. Still quite slow, but the three-car crash on the spur near Democracy out of the travel lane. So your travel lanes are open there. We're looking good topside as far as being incident-free. 95 and around 2 George Avenue to the Wilson Bridge. Your backups often on near St. Barnabas Road. Actually seeing some slight improvement in that delay there. On DC 295 northbound near South Capitol Street, the crash had been pulled out of the travel lanes. Virginia, it's been a struggle in the Great Falls area. Crash on the Georgetown Pike this morning between Old Dominion and Tolleston. You're still under police direction, and they're alternating traffic one direction at a time. Route 7 with a lot of the bailout volume. Update is sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today and buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bill. Visit ParkerPierce.com today. See website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain showers today, possible later, but then rain and snow becomes all snow tonight, 35 degrees and windy. Snow tapers off to snow showers tomorrow, windy and cold. Total snow accumulation in the district, 3 to 6 inches, with some locally higher totals, especially west and north, and less snow to the east and south. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 24 degrees at 826 on WMAL.
It is that time of year. It is the most wonderful time of the year. It is time for the NCAA. Now, over 70 million people are expected to fill out a bracket this year. If you're betting on it, it's all illegal, but we talked about that. And Smithsonian.com did a fun little thing. You are more likely, the odds of winning and filling out a perfect bracket, 1 in 9.2 quintillion.
Wow.
You are more likely to die an excruciating death by vending machine, become president, win the Mega Millions jackpot, or die from incorrectly using products made for right-handed people if you're a lefty, then fill out a perfect bracket.
Is that right? Wow.
Which I thought was really interesting. A 16 seed has never beaten a 1 seed. Only once have 4 number 1 seeds made it to the Final Four. That happened in 08. A 10 seed won't get to the Final Four. An 11 seed might. It has happened 3 times. But the problem this year is the weather. We've got this big snowstorm coming.
Right.
And there are a lot of second round games being held in Buffalo. So for the teams down for Buffalo.
Who thought that was a great idea?
Bucknell, Notre Dame, Princeton, Villanova, Virginia Tech, West Virginia, Wisconsin, and the winner of Tuesday's game between Mount St. Mary's and New Orleans. So they're trying to get everyone there earlier and trying to beat the storm. So they're working with their travel agents. Can you imagine being the travel agent trying to get everybody all over? The number one seeds, Villanova, woo-hoo, Kansas.
Let's get this out of the way.
We're going to go out with it.
Oh, okay.
We're going out with it. Right. Villanova, Kansas, UNC, and Gonzaga. First time they've been a number one seed.
It's just fun to say.
It
Gonzaga.
Is.
Gonzaga.
I always call them gorgonzola. For the longest time, I thought they were cheese. I did. For the longest time, I'm like, why are they named after cheese? Apparently, they're not. It's Gonzaga, not gorgonzola. Duke left at number two. A lot of people saying that that was they should have been a number one seed. Of course, as you always have the people who are happy, people who are not happy about it. So I just want to, I will not be a happy camper if Villanova doesn't, you know, go far. Which,
oh, did you go to Villanova?
I'm okay with it. And Brian, I would just like to leave you with this.
Okay.
You know, I got rid of a guy who always was talking about Michigan, and now I've got somebody who talks about Villanova endlessly.
Well, learn the words, everybody.
I don't know the words.
Oh, I'll teach you. Dunk for the white, for the blue, and white. Ready? Fight, 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 fight.
It's 8:29 on WMAO.
It's not done.
Yeah, we're done.
When you're on a zero-turn rider from Cub Cadet, you get more innovation, more performance, and more best-in-class features, so you can spend less time worrying about your yard and more time enjoying it. This is zero-turn strength with zero comparison. This is Strongsville. And during Cub Cadet Days, March 15th through the 22nd, take $200 off select residential zero-turn riders. Visit CubCadetDealers.com to find your independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer today. Specifications and programs are subject to change without notice.
Coming up in just a moment, Michael Knowles, who's the author of an Amazon bestseller. It's light reading. It's about Democrats. You're going to love this. It's now 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WML News at 8:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. An admonition this morning from Mother Nature that spring can wait. Big snow's coming, especially for those of you north and west of town.
Cutting right through the heart of the Beltway. You go on the west side, some of the western suburbs. As you head out into western Fairfax, Prince William counties up toward Montgomery, Loudoun counties, that's where you may actually see some of the totals getting into the double digits, especially the further west you go.
WML Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic says the snow will start this evening and wrap up by lunchtime tomorrow, leaving 3 to 6 inches in the city, more to the west, less to the east. Highway crews spent the weekend putting plow blades back on trucks that had already been switched to spring gardening mode and putting down those familiar white stripes on the roadways.
We are out pre-treating on the highways, the interstates. Motorists will see the tanker trucks out spraying salt brine solution before the storm. What that does is it helps to inhibit that first coating of snow and ice.
Charlie Gishler with Maryland State Highways. A push to ban lithium-ion batteries from being shipped on passenger planes has stalled. The U.S. last year persuaded the U.N. to ban the batteries, which are known to self-ignite. But under President Trump's Inauguration Day order to freeze new regulations, airlines are free to continue shipping the batteries for now. A California man who jumped the White House fence over the weekend is due in court today. Jonathan Tran made it as far as the South Portico before Secret Service agents caught up to him. Tran told them he had an appointment with President Trump. He didn't, but he could have a date with prison as much as 10 years. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,902, the NASDAQ at 5861. In sports, 5 teams from our region are going to the NCAA Big Dance. Maryland, Virginia, VaTech, VCU, and Mount St. Mary's, which made the tournament as one of the first 4 teams. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
3 of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep-down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every two rugs cleaned, you get a third rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to JoeHadid.com.
8:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy Virginia Beltway from 66 to the Legion Bridge on that inner loop side. We had some earlier debris. We had a stalled car. Travel lanes currently reported open. Inbound on the toll road slows to merge into those backups. Route 7 eastbound, stop and go from near the Georgetown Pike heading toward Beulah. Had an accident there near Beulah. Should be cleared now, but we also had some bailout traffic. Crews still dealing with the accident on the Georgetown Pike between Old Dominion Drive and Tolston. You're under their direction. They're alternating traffic through there. 270 lingering delays as you try to get into Rockville and onto the 270 spur. We had the three-car crash over to the shoulder. Inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, starting to see a little bit of slowdown approaching Connecticut Avenue. On the outer loop side, our normal stop and go from 95 to George Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Winter storm warning, 7 o'clock tonight until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Chance of rain showers this afternoon, 45. Then any precipitation to all snow tonight, windy 35 degrees. Snow tapers off to snow showers tomorrow. 3 to 6 inches of snow here in the district. Locally higher totals, especially west and north, and less snow to the east and south. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 18 in Manassas, 21 in Damascus, 29 in Red Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be joined by Angela Fritz. She's a member of the Washington Post Capital Weather Gang. Get the latest read on what the forecast is going to be like with the snow coming starting tonight. That's coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, Brian. Joining us right now, we were lucky enough, he is in high demand, we were lucky enough to get the author of the number one bestseller right now on Amazon. He is the author of Reasons to Vote for Democrats, Michael Knowles. Good morning. You're at Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, I was given your book. Heather brought your book in during the break, and I read it. And I have to tell you, it's
I did. Read it just now?
You know why? It is very engaging. It is. I want to know, what is the book about? Reasons to Vote for Democrats. How long did it take you to research these reasons?
Well, it took me a very, very long time to research, but it probably took me about as long to write it as it took you to read it, because Reasons to Vote for Democrats is the most thorough and exhaustive treatise yet written on the reasons to vote for the oldest living political party in the United States.
And so should we let people in on the joke? The joke is that when you look at this book and you start to thumb through it, the reasons to vote for Democrats, well, that's a bunch of blank pages. Page after page after page with nothing on it. So it took a long time to research, but not very long to write.
May I congratulate you on one of the most epic events of trolling ever. This brings trolling to a whole new level. You should get some kind of an award, because this is epic.
I will say, my friend Andrew Clavin, who has a podcast, he told me that he'll have to have me on the show and give me a gigantic little troll doll as the award for 2017. I will say, when I put this together, I thought it would be a funny joke. I think it's true. I actually do stand by the book and think that those are all the reasons to vote for Democrats. But I never expected it to reach number one on the worldwide Amazon bestseller list.
I know.
It's a bit of a surprise even to me.
So what are you hearing from people who are buying the book? What are they doing with them?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, they're ordering about 10 at a time to give mostly to their left-wing relatives and friends and things like that. And I think, you know, the success of the book really does say something about our time right now, which is that, you know, particularly President Trump has taught us that a little bit of good humor and maybe a little bit of trolling is a very effective political tool. And, you know, in this time when the country is very divided politically, it's actually, I think, a fun little way to bring people together and rib each other and get talking. So I think that may be the reason why it sold so many copies.
So it sells for $7 a pop, and I understand it does have an extensive bibliography and a table of contents.
It does have chapters. Yeah, there's chapters.
But then all the blank pages, right?
That's right. It has all the blank pages, and it's always just so inspiring when academic and serious scholarly works like this can reach a mass audience. What a wonderful thing for the country.
Have you been booked on CNN or any more conservative leaning programs at all, or did they just not get the joke?
Well, I think I've been on like every single Fox show ever, but CNN and MSNBC have not called.
Is that right?
I'm
a little upset about the content, but I do think you get the joke on about page 3. So maybe it's just that on this book tour, the hosts simply haven't read the book yet.
I thought for sure.
That's
this,
right.
If you got to have, I love the idea, because we've been talking about, you know, the vitriol has gotten so bad between the parties, and it's just gotten to the point of it being mean. You sometimes need a good laugh, and we've lost the ability to laugh at ourselves. And if this was a joke about, you know, why reasons to vote for Republicans, I still would laugh at it, because I would think it's funny. A joke is a joke, and a funny joke is a funny joke, but we've lost the ability to laugh at ourselves.
I think that's exactly right, and I think, you know, laughing about politics, if you can't laugh about these times in politics, then you ought to get out of that business. I mean, these are, at the very least, very funny times for politics. And on a serious note, I will say, during the 2016 campaign, one problem that the Democrats encountered is that they failed to offer a positive vision.
Right.
They ran against Donald Trump for all of the obvious reasons. But if a party doesn't offer a positive message, it's going to be very hard for them to unify people and to get votes. So I think the book probably resonates, because it does say something about that, where that party is right now, even in 2017 as it rebuilds.
All right, so how many pages?
So the book is 266 pages.
And so when you decided to do this, did you have a hard time, you know, convincing somebody to actually go and print these up?
I will tell you, obviously, this scholarly work was not accepted by all of the university presses, so I decided to go ahead and publish it myself. And I think this is very well might be the best-selling book in the history of this self-publishing platform. You know?
Very quickly.
I'm amazed they're keeping up with demand.
Well, very quickly, was there an incident or something that made you, that gave you the idea to write this? Was there like an incident you said, I have to write this book? Did you start out seriously?
I was sitting around, and I was over at the Daily Wire with my friends Ben Shapiro and Andrew Kleven, and it just sort of came to me. I thought it would be, it's an old gag. You know, the gag goes back to the 1880 presidential election, believe it or not. The Arthur Garfield ticket actually trolled their Democratic opponent with a similar empty book. And so I turned to Shapiro and I said, hey, I need you to blurb this really important book. I've just written it over the time that we've been talking here, and it's going to be 260 blank pages. So he said, fine, that sounds thorough. And within about an hour, we had it up on the self-publishing platform.
That's amazing.
Too funny.
Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us, and a great deal of fun there. Michael Knowles, author of the Amazon number one bestseller, Reasons to Vote for Democrats. It's now 8:44.
Say goodbye to thieves. Say hello to CUDA-CAM by Barracuda Networks, the leader in cloud security and storage solutions. CUDA-CAM is a complete cloud-hosted video surveillance solution that captures high-quality footage when motion is detected. Just plug in one or more CUDA-CAM cameras with no network or camera configuration. Video evidence is automatically encrypted and stored in the Barracuda Cloud for secure access from any web browser or mobile device. Visit CUDA-CAM.com to learn why CUDA-CAM is so easy on your wallet, yet so hard to avoid.
Before you shop for replacement windows, ask yourself, do you want to buy your windows from a retailer, a franchise window dealer, maybe a contractor? Well, my friends, if you buy your windows from any of those options, you are basically buying from a middleman. Building products purchased from a middleman can be marked up multiple times before they reach you. Better to buy direct from Thompson Creek, the only company with an A-plus BBB rating that manufactures and installs a safer, stronger window in their local factory. Each window custom made for your home and our local climate. Thompson Creek Windows can improve your comfort, increase the value of your home, and save you money on utility bills. And today, Thompson Creek is offering a special deal. Buy three windows, you get the fourth window absolutely free. Buy direct from the company that manufactures and installs their own windows. That's Thompson Creek Window Company, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. See thompsoncreek.com for more details. It is now 8:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, still slower than normal trying to head into Leesburg on Route 7 due to the earlier crash eastbound 7 after Route 9. We've had lanes open for a while, but we just can't clear it out. Also in the Great Falls area, Georgetown Pike near Old Dominion Drive. That's where you're under police direction to get you through the crash on Route 7. That's definitely a popular area to go bail out if you're not using the Georgetown Pike. So Route 7, you pick that up, plus the crash eastbound 7 near Beulah, now to the shoulder. On the Beltway Interloop Route 7, the stall pushed out of the way, but now that's in the delay continuing up toward the American Legion Bridge. Crash reported in Northwest DC, Military Road right near 42nd Street. So if you're in that vicinity, watch. We still have fire and rescue responding. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A tough call, it always is, with snow totals. Right now, we think 3 to 6 inches in and around the Beltway, with more to the west and north and less just to the east and south. Rain showers 45 today, with precip becoming all snow tonight. 35 tomorrow, snow tapers off. Temperatures will be in the middle part of the 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 25 degrees. It is now 8:47. That's right. We have a winter storm warning in effect starting tonight at 7 p.m. and going till about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Joining us on the line right now is Angela Fritz, who is a member of the Washington Post Capital Weather Gang. These people are obsessive about the weather. Angela, how are you? Good morning to you.
Good. Thank you.
So how do you get to be, by the way, a member of the Washington Capital Weather Gang?
You have to be an expert in weather, and you have to be an expert in communicating weather, because as it turns out, it's more tricky than you might think.
Okay, well, let's talk about what's going to happen tomorrow, because as I understand it, in my amateur understanding of weather, this one's a really hard one to call.
Yeah, and it's the hard it's a hard one to call because D.C. is in such a weird location for snow. So we have the I-95 corridor. Usually what happens is this rate, we talk about the rain-snow line a lot. The rain-snow line is usually setting up right along that I-95 corridor. And so what we see is, you know, a foot of snow in Frederick and 2 inches in Prince George's. So right. we have a wide range here within our own area, and that is what makes this such a tricky forecast.
All right, what's your best guess?
You know, honestly, my best guess, if I'm looking right at the Beltway, right now we're seeing any, you know, northern suburbs 4 to 8 inches, southern suburbs 2 to 6 inches. Based on the most recent information that I'm looking at, I'm going to say veer on the lower end of those totals. So maybe around So maybe around 2 or 3 inches in D.C. and in the southern suburbs, maybe around 4 or 5 inches in Silver Spring. This is not going to be like last year's blizzard. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to shut down the city. What's great is that the road crews are out, and we've been hearing from them all morning, and the roads are going to be pre-treated. And it should be okay. I don't want anyone to panic. You know, be prepared for snow, but I maybe on the lower end of what you're hearing. Always, you know, there's always a chance that we could see a boom scenario, as we say. But you know, my best guess is on the low end of the forecast.
So tell me where the bullseye of this storm is.
Oh, it's up north. So I was just looking at one of my jobs today is I actually need to look at places like New York City and Connecticut. And that really kind of looks like where the worst is going to happen. The National Weather Service is going 18 to 24 inches up there.
Wow.
Now, yeah. So and they tend to be conservative forecasters. I'm guessing it's going to be more like around 18 inches again on the lower side. But the problem with that, if I were a meteorologist in New York, what I would be saying is don't focus on the totals. Visibility is going to be really low because the wind is going to be blowing so hard. And it doesn't take much snow to reduce visibility to basically nothing when it's blowing that hard.
All right.
Yeah, it's a nor'easter, so that's
right.
All right, Angela, thank you so much. And can I be an honorary member of the Capital Weather Gang? Because I'm I'm an amateur weather guy.
Yeah, you know, we're a gang, so we have tattoos. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay. I would go for them.
And a cool leather jacket, too.
Yeah.
All right, Angela, thank you so much. It's fun to have you on this morning, and we may check in with you tomorrow if you don't mind. We'd love that.
Sounds good.
It is now 8:50 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Just how important is getting a good night's sleep? You're going to want to hear this, especially if you're driving. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. A lot of things can happen when we don't get enough sleep. We get cranky, stressed, have trouble focusing. We even eat more, and not the good stuff. Now a study by AAA finds getting even a little less than the recommended 7 hours of sleep can increase your chance of getting into a car accident. Sleep 6 hours, and your crash risk goes up 1.3 times. Sleep 5 hours, the risk goes up 1.9 times. If you get only 4 hours of sleep, you're 4.3 times more likely to get in an accident. But get this, drivers who slept less than 4 hours had 11.5 times the crash risk compared to drivers who slept 7 hours or more. There's so many alternatives out there today. Uber, Lyft, taxis. Just like you wouldn't drive drunk, don't drive drowsy either. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Eddie. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down Eddie's face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Work Shoe. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. Alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
It's 8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia starting to thin out 395 through Landmark, but still beyond that from the Pentagon. That's jammed over the 14th Street Bridge, heavy with the rush hour. Also is the westbound side of the freeway. On the bridges into town over the Key Bridge, slows off the G-Dub, the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, Memorial Bridge. Still going to find all those below speed. Now on the inner loop of the Virginia Beltway, the stalled car cleared, inner loop near Route 7, but still the stop and go beyond, heading toward the Legion Bridge. Eastbound 7 near Beulah had a long-standing crash that was out of the travel lanes, but quite slow. Heads up, just reported accident just happened on 28 Virginia. Northbound 28 as you leave Chantilly, north of 50. And for 270, no late problems. Earlier crash on the spur gone. Update is a service of a knee and back pain helpline. Learn how an insurance covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A tough call, it always is, with snow totals. Right now, we think 3 to 6 inches in and around the Beltway, with more to the west and north and less just to the east and south. Rain showers 45 today, with precip becoming all snow tonight. 35 tomorrow, snow tapers off. Temperatures will be in the middle part of the 30s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 25 degrees, 8:56.
Hello.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Thank you for a great show.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Chris Plant here with a message for you from Cars for Kids. If you have a car that you don't need anymore, do something good with it and donate it to Cars for Kids. They'll accept it in any condition and haul it away at no cost to you. Beside being a quick and easy way to get rid of your car, your donation will go directly to helping kids. Cars for Kids funds year-round educational and youth development programs like summer camp, mentoring, and after-school programs. So if you have a car you're looking to unload but no time to deal with it, call 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or visit carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Cars for Kids makes donating pleasant and hassle-free with pickup at a time that's convenient for you. The call is quick and the impact is real. So take a minute to call now or just do it online. Remember, that's 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. Do it for yourself and do it for the kids.
It's spring, and what sets our hearts all afire? Why, a spanking new car is what we desire. But who has the stomach to deal with cruel loans? The haggling, the interest, the payments, the groans. But with 7 years to pay off your dream, Commonwealth One super low rates make other lenders scream. Plus, with no payments for the first 90 days, you just watch. This deal kicks all those other car loans right in the...
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 7 years. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Don't you just love the smell of fresh car?
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. So here's the deal. Comfort can mean a lot of things. Temperature of your house, how comfortable you are buying a new system, and finding a company you feel the best about. For a lot of folks, that's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
All right, so tomorrow we'll have Larry Kudlow because it's Tuesday. Our Congressman Jim Jordan is scheduled to join us. And, of course, we'll spend some time helping you get through all of your snowy commute. Tomorrow, whatever emerges, we'll be here to tell you all about it. And looky there, it's Chris Plant.
Remember, it's never too early to panic. You should really be in a grocery store now or fighting for a parking space in a grocery store so you can buy bread and milk like everybody else.
And toilet paper.
And eggs and toilet paper. Only white things, though. Why is that? I think that's racist. I'm not sure. I want to start. Donna Brazil wishes you harm. You know Donna Brazil. She wishes you harm because she thinks it will benefit the party. Sean Spicer, great segment on that. And
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.